We are on Daf Mem Aleph Omid Beis, starting the fourth Perek. Zok the Mishneh, Naro Shenispatso, Boishto Upgomo Uknoso Shalavio. So these three Tashlumim, Boishes, Upgam, and the Knas, belong to our father. Batzal Betfuse, and by an anusa, there's tashlumei tzar also. That also belongs to the father. Omdo bedin ad shaloi meisa ob. There was amode bedin before the father died. Bezen paskind. But the ma'anis or the mafata owes her the oishas of begam and the knas. The paskin on the schiv. Arei hein shalov, so the father was zeich and the schiv. Meisa of, what happens if after hamoda bedin the father died? Arei hein shal achin. So then the achin yarshin the boishes of gam the knas the tzar. After Amod Abedin became Momin Ha'ov, and the Ov is Meirish this to his sons. But, Lahi Spiko Lamed Bedin Achemesa Ov. What if the father died before Amod Abedin? So the Amod Abedin is, there's no Aviha Naira anymore. She's Bershus Atzma Bishas Amod Abedin. Reihen shalatzmo. So then, the tashlumim goes to her. Omdo bedin ad shalei bogro. Now we'll say another case where she's yoitze meshusahov. If there was amode bedin before bagres, and then she became a boigres, reihen shalov. Because peshas amode bedin, already the chiyuv was chal to pay the father. Meisa of, Arehein Shalachim, she was Zeich and the Chiev, he's Meirish this to his sons. But Lehi Spiko Lamed Bedin Ad Shebogro, but what is, if the Hamode Bedin was after she became a Boigris, Arehein Shalatzmo. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Lehi Spiko Ligvois Ad Shemesa of, Reb Shimon says, Hamoda Bedin is not sufficient. Im lehi spiko ligvois ad shemesov, that means, if the gviye was not bechaye ha'ov, the Hamoda Bedin was bechaye ha'ov, but the gviye was not bechaye ha'ov. Arei hein shel atzmo. So Reb Shimon says, Amoyer de kechidish, and it seems that the father is zeiche when he gets it. And if the father died after the mother bedin, before the gviye, arei hein shel atzmo. So then it belongs to her. The father is not zeiche with the mother bedin, only with the gviye. Maise yodeo umtziyoso. What about Maisa Yodeho Umtziyosa? That means she had worked Bechaye Yovio, and Maisa Yodeh belongs to the father. Afa Pisha Legovso, even though she wasn't Goyva the Maisa Yodeho, she worked for someone and he owes her money. And then the father died. Maisa of Harehein Shel Achen. So it belongs to the Yachin. Before we learn Rashi, I would like to say over Amachlekes the Rambam and Raivet. The Rambam, Perik Beis, Alochi Yud Gimel, Mehilches Nare Psula, says as follows, Omro Loi Onasta Oisi, A nara comes to someone and she tells them, you are ma'anes me. So therefore, you owe me boishes, pgam, and tzar. Vuhu aime loi ki elo pitisi. I only owe boishes, pgam. I don't owe tzar. Arei ze nishba shvuas ha-toire, al demei ha-tzar, u-mishalim boishes ha-pgam, sherei oide be-miktsas ha-taine. Now, so she moaned from him, she says, you are ma'anis me, so I have three chiyuvim, boishes, pgam, u-tzar, and he's moide in two, he says, pitisi oisof, so that by pitui there's no chiyuv tzar, there's no tzar. So the din is that what, that he, so he's a maiden b'miktsis. She's mourning three tviyas, and he's maiden two out of the three. That's what the Rambam says. And the Raivit and Asoge says, ein kan shvue, lufi she ein kan teveya. There's no teveya. Shatashlumim einon shelo. We don't pay her. He says, someone can be mechayev a shvue if I'll mon for my father, you need a tvius baldova in order to be mechayev a shvuas meida b'miktsis. So memele, since the money does not go to her, the money goes to the father, so there's no din shvus made be mitzvahs. V'im to'an ovio, if we'd have the same case that the father would taine that he was ma'anisar and he says he was mefata, ef shish yezeh adin, then there could be, then there'll be a shvus made be mitzvahs. But the rabbi does myself, how does he know if it was boinis or bepitoi? Ba'al koponim, but if the father could know that he was ma'anisar, so memela, so then we'd have a case of Maida b'miktus. The case of Mishneh fa'emphas the Rambam, and he says, va'ani oimer, sha'af alpi sha'tashlumim einam shelo, you're right, take it, the tashlumim goes to the father, obo me'acher, shema she'zoiche behem ho'ov, hu al yodo, but the father is zoiche in the tashlumim through her, shaper mikri teveya. So she's called a teveya. The tashlumim is to the father, that's right. But the father is zoiche in the tashlumim through her. So therefore he's called a teveya. She's called a teveya. Umefurish be mishneh, so he brings a raya from a mishneh. Shafiluk shavio kayim hi hoi medes fidin. Now the Mishnah is meiridik. Interessant. The Mishnah says, in all the cases, omda badin, lei speaker lamed bidin. So it seems, who schleps into the din teire? She schleps into the din teire. Either money is to the father, but since the father is zoiche al yodo, Shaper mikri teveya. So she's called a teveya. That we see from the Mishnah. Now, what is the machloikis, the Rambam in Raivit? So Rab Chaim wants to say that the nechleku, kivin deschus ha'ov hu mikoyach habas, the father is zoiche in the boishes begam and tzar mikoyach habas ozlinen bosor dover hamechayiv. That's what the Rambam holds. Oy de neima dozlinen bosor achiv tashlumim bechiv atashlumim beikroi hu shalohov. Dov u zoiche bechiv ze meikroi. So the stipel and simen lamatei is medayik from the lashon of Rab Chaim. That Rab Chaim understood pshat, afilu according to the Rambam, that the chiyuv boishes upgam goes directly to the father. Napshat is that he owes the boishes upgam to her. And the father, and after she's zeichen it, so the father is zeichen from her, bidin shvach neurim. That's napshat in Rab Chaim. No, be'emesin, the chiyuv goes direct to the father. But she is the mechayiv. The sibis achiyiv is because you are poigim her. She's the sibis ha-mechayiv. The dinita shlumim, that means if you're poigim Reuven's daughter, so you're Reuven money. But lemaisa, the sibis achiyiv is because Reuven's daughter was nifgam. She's the sibis achiyiv. So she's bekoyach to be a teveya. That's what the Rambam held. And the Raiva holds no, that, In Shuas Maida Bemitzis, the Baal HaTashlumim, the one who is zeich in the money, has to be the Teiveya. Now, the stipler says, why don't we learn Poshit? Let's learn Poshit. Let's learn that the Chiyev is take mamish to the Bas. The Chiv Momen is also to the Bas. And the Ov Minodi Doka Zochi, he's Zoyche in Harschu Sein Momen. So he says, Rab Chaim did not want to say this, because then we'll have a Shrekleche problem. If we will say that the Chiv Momen goes to her, so why by Mefata Yechayiv? If you're Mefata Yechayiv, so the Din is Yepota from Boishes Upgam, in Knas, Yepota, because she was Michael. The whole chilek between Oynes and Mefata is because the father gets the money. So he says, if the chiyuv is directly to the father, so then we can understand, how can you be Michael? You're not a balas dover to be Michael, since you don't have any schusei mamin. So Mamela, the chiyuv goes directly to the father. But if you'll say that the chiyuv goes to her, and the father is zoiche minodido, so why can't she be moichel? That's where Rab Chaim had to say a different shot, that the chiyuv goes direct to the father. But since she's the sibis achiyuv, so she could be a teveya. I'm not clear. It could be in the Raivet holds that perhaps in the Mishnah it could be In the din teure, that's mechayiv tashlumim, could be she's a balastova, could be legabi yeshuas maide b'mixis, you need a baldova and tashlumim, could be, that's how the raivit for emfer to kesa mishnes raiv from our mishneh. I'm not too clear on this nekude. But then the stipler brings down a psaloshen harajbe, that the rajbe seems to say that the chiyiv tashlumim goes to the bas, and the Av minodi doka zochi. So then we have this problem. So why by mefata is there chiyuv? That's this kasha. So he says, so vayis tochoyis, since the father has a shibud in her schusim, so she's all that lot of, she's not a balastova to be meichel. That means he has a schus gviya in her schus ein moment. So then she's not a balas dover to be meichel. That's how could be the Rashba learned. Okay. Let us see Rashi. Nagosh an ispatzo, batzar betvuse. Batzar nami lovio panuse. Betvuse lishna dekro, betovso, veshochavimo. Loi he speaker lamed bedin, kiven so and then the father died. Kiven the loi omdo bedin lav momen hu loi rishe labonov. Since there was no amoda bedin, and then the father died, so it's not momen loi rishe labonov. Vamrino le kamon ein odam meirish livnoi. Schush shezochsa loy teire bebitoy, viyalef lo mikro. Now, we have to know that this is a Shvera Rashi. What's Shvera about this Rashi? Rashi seems to be giving two reasons. If there was no Hamada Bedin, and then the father died, so the Achim don't get the Knas. Even the loy omda bedin lav momen hu loy rishe lebonav. So this is very good. That means that if we'll say poshib shat, that the chiyuv knas, or the chiyuv knas is chal after hamoda bedin. So that then he gets chusay momen. So, lav momen u leirishe lebonov. So, before Mother Bedin, he doesn't have any momen is leirishe lebonov. That's good. Now, if Rashi would stop here, it would be gewaldic. But now Rashi says, ve'omrinon lekamo. Now Rashi seems to say a second reason. In odom meirish levnoi schusha zochsa leiteire bebitoi ve'yalef lo mikro. Now, the Gemara says later, and daf mem gimel, it says, "Visnachaltam oisam livnechem acheichem bereshes achuze," that a person is meirish to his children and eviknani. Oisam livnechem v'loy b'neisechem livnechem. He says that what you possess in an eviknani, you're meirish. Gufay konoi, you're meirish. Whatever you possess, that goes over b'yerush. But schus b'neisechem levanechem, that you're not meirish. For example, a father has maisa yodeo. We learned of a naira belongs to the father. We learn out kim ka ishes bite laoma maoma maisa yodeo la teriyodaim abbas maisa yodeo. So, a father has a schus maisa yodel. Fine. Now, the father died. Now, the son should take over. The father is moirish everything that he possessed. So, l'chayre is schus bebitoi. So, now, they should get this schus, l'mayn afkemine, that, let's say she didn't work till now. Fine. Now the father died. She's starting to work. So Memela, so now they should get the Maishid there, should belong to them, if it would be Odom Moirish Schus Bita Labona. So now the father is Schus Bebita, now they should have a Schus Baba Achaisayan. So the Pasuk says, no, the father is not Moirish. So Memela, they do not possess La'acha Mises Aviyim, the same Schus that their father possessed. Fine. So that means it's Negeya, Maise yodel la'acha shemei saviya. Does it belong to them or not? Or let's say another case. Let's say that the father died, and after the father died, someone was ma'anisa. So a klera shayla, now the father had a schus, that if a person is ma'anis his daughter, so the tashlumim goes to him. So now, v'klera shayla, now the father died, do the bonim take over this schus b'achoysom, the way the father had? So we have a posik. No, a miut. Snachaltam oysom levnechem acheichem, oysom levnechem levneisechem levnechem. That's l'chayre what the Gemara is telling us. But over here, Rashi is telling us over here, we're talking about a different story. Here we're talking about that someone was ma'anisa b'chayehov. So this chus of getting the knas of that with this person was ma'anisa, that goes to the father. Because Pishas was ma'anisa, she had a father. Now the father died. So the whole shaila is, was the father zoich in the momentus of the knas? That means, he has a schus to get the knas. Was the father zoich in it? Is a momentus that he was zoich, that he could be meirish? Is it a momentus that you can't be meirish? Now the whole dion is on the moment that was chal, b'shas someone was manus, or the chiv that's chal, b'shas, the person was manasar, is this chi of mammon, a mammonist that goes over by Yerusha. So Rashi started off by saying, kiven delay omda bedin, lav mammon ule rishal bona, finish. But all of a sudden Rashi says, vamrina lekamon in other meirish lebnei schusha zachsa leitere bebitei. How does this come in over here? Now, Philly would be Meirish, Schus, Zachsalay. I feel he could be Meirish. That's Negay, if someone will be Manasar later. It's not Negay because she's a Bula, unless he was Berushalay Kedarka. But Al Koponim, that what Rashi is talking about now, this new Aloche, Ein Adam Meirish, Livnai, Schus, Zachsalay, Teire, Bebitoi, that's Negay if someone will be Manasar after the father dies. Maisi you're there after the father dies. So now the shaila is, do they take over the father's chus? But if we're talking about that, what the chiv that was chal when the father was alive, so this is leimal leimayrish, if he could be mayrish, if he can't be mayrish. So he could be mayrish, but so that's the geya, all this chusim that'll be chal later, do they take over the father's chus? But when this person was manis, so they zirah didn't have this chus, the father had this chus. So they have to know, was the father Zeichen the moment? Wasn't he Zeichen the moment? The moment of Knas is at Isi B'Yerusha, Lassa B'Yerusha. This Kasha, the Mephoshim asks on Rashi, and the Shita asks this on Rashi. I just would like to say over a Teretz what the Shita Mekebetze says, and I try to explain what I think Pshat and the Shita is. The Shita Mekebetzes brings down a Toisvis in Baba Kamet. And that I am Beis Amid Beis. And that I am Beis Amid Aleph. Toisvis in Baba Kamet has a problem. That we have an Asch Sugye the Reis in Odom Moirish Knas Lebonov. Say the Mominess of Knas does not go over B'Yerusha. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says as follows. Let's say someone gamved from, let's say Reuven gamved from Yaakov a sheir, and then Yaakov died before Amada Bedin. So it seems that there's a chiv to pay the kefil to the Bnei Yaakov. That's how it seems in the sugya over there. There's a chiv tashlumei kefil to the Bnei Yaakov, and Taisus has a problem. Why do you have to pay kefil to the Bnei Yaakov in order to meirish knas labona? That's a problem that Taisus has. So Taisus says over from the Rivo as follows. That by us, oisai dovol shaknas yoitze mimenu eine yochel lahirish. So that's why you can't be Meirish Knas. And by our case, she can't be Meirish the daughter. She can't be Meirish the Knas of the daughter. Avo Momin the Keifel Yaitze Mimenu, but the Momin that the Keifel is Yaitze Mimenu, Da'ainu Abeheime Hu Meirish Lebonov, he can be Meirish Lebonov. Fikach zeaknas hu meirish lebonov. So he's meirish the knas lebonov. I think pshatn the taisvis is that, let us speak about, let's say the behemah is still ben. Let's say the Reuven gamved the behemah from Yaakov, the behemah is still ben. So the chiv kefil was chal b'shas gneive. The father Yaakov has a schus in the behime, but that's a pora lekvele. That means I have a schus. Why? It's my pora for many other things also, but it's my pora that I have a schus kefil in the pora. That's a chelik of my bailas pora lekvele. So this bailus that I have goes over B'Yerusha. This is a bailus in the Poreh. So that means even though if we would separate the kefil from the poreh, could be the kefil is a mominus that does not go over biyerusha, but the poreh lekfeila goes over biyerusha. So memele, they get the schus kefil, the yoshim yashin, the schus kefil, because they possess the poreh lekfeila that the father had. So memele, the kefil is paid to them. They take over what the father had in the poreh. But over here, since you cannot have a bas l'knosa, because the bas does not go over biyerusha, so the knas alone is a davar that doesn't go over biyerusha. So the shita mekebet, I think that is pshat in Tosfos and Merubah. So the shita mekebet says that that's pshat in Rashi. Kivin doli omda bedin, lav momen hu leirisha labona, v'amrinen lekam lenoda meirish labnei schusha zachsa leitere bebitav yalav lo mikro. That means, if the father would be able to be meirish the bas leknas, So then the schus that the father had, and because of that schus, in the bas, the he's zeich and the knas, so that goes over biyerusha. So then the bonim would also have a schus to be given the knas. But since an adam meirish levnoi schusha zachsel leitere bebitoi, so the only way they could be zeiche in the knas is als the mominus that the father possessed already is kiven liyam de bedin lav mominu leirisha labonav. That's how the shita for emphas Rashi. Mesa of misha omda bedin benarisel. The father dies after amoda bedin. Bein bogro koide misa, bein loy bogro. Doesn't matter really. As long as it was a mother bedin, harei hein shelachin. The kivin da omda bedin zoche beno. There's a mother bedin already, so the father was zoche. And the male, there's zoche from the father, whatever he had. Abshiminoime afal pisha omda bedin. Loy havi momen da ov loy rishe lebonov. That he has to get the money. He can only be meirish the money when he gets it. Maisa yodeo she'osaso b'chaye yoviyo. Afal pi sheloi govso, kegoin schar pu'ule, meiso v'rei shelachim, de mishabo lo oilom. Zoche boi ha'of, that means as soon as the chiyuv, maisa yodeo, came lo oilom, Kiv tashlumi mistame, or the maisi yodeo, what she made, kiv nivshe bolo, when her maisi yodeo is bolo ilom, zocha boi haof, leidomi leknas, lehavi momen, atshomet bedin, viyidiyu, di imoy de mifta. So Rashi seems to be saying that the reason why it's not a momenis that's bekoyach to go over biyerusha, because it's the ma'anis is a koyach to be mafkiya the chiyav through haido. It's yosa porch miman govye. Zok taisvitz, naro lo yispika lamid bedin ad shemesa of reihen shalatzmo. Teimo. So taisvitz says, tinach knas. Knas is very good. But if the father died before a mother, but then you pay her the knas. Why doesn't Boishas Abagam belong right away to the Achim? The father was Zeich and the Boishas Abagam, when he was Manasseh, so that's a chiyuv moment. That's like Maisi Yodeo. V'shem mikroi delel the nafki Boishas Abagam iske shadodi ki the pirash delel. That is a hekish. Was the zenitin zenitin. That means whoever is zeiche in the knas is zeiche in the boishes of gam. So if lemaise, if the father died before a mother bedin, so she gets a din schi in the knas, so she's also zeiche in the boishes of gam. Is the boishes of gam we pay to who the amode bedin was, Lagabi the Knas, Lagabi the Tashlumi Knas. Sagt die Gemara, Maika Mashmalo, what is our Mishnah telling us? Tanina, I learned this halach already. Hamafata naisa shloisha dvorim, v'oines arbo. Mafata naisa mbaishas, upgamuk nas, maisabal of oinish, and naisa nesatzah. What is the Mishnah telling us? Narash nispats, a baisht of gamuk naso, batzah betfusa. We know this already. We learned this in the third perek. That there's three dini teshlumim by a mafate and four by a ma'anis. So the Gemara answers, Lavia it's trichalei. But our Mishnah was maisif. It says, Shalavia. That it didn't say in the previous peirik. The previous peirik just said that, that what you have to pay. But to who you pay, we had to wait to the fourth peirik. Like the Gemara Leviya Nami Pshite. No, you don't need a Mishnah for that. Leviya Nami Pshite. Midika Yoiv Mefata. Since a Mefata pays, Baishis of Gama Knas, so Al Kochach belongs to the father. Without learning the fourth Peirik. If it says in the third Peirik, that if it says in the third peirik that a mafata pays boishes of begama knas al kocher, you don't pay to her, because if you pay to her, so she was meichel. So al kocher the shlumim is lavia. So I know this from the third peirik already. Bidaita of it. So Gemara says you're right. This I also know from the third peirik. So this Mishnah is Machadish, another halacha. If when the father is zeiche in the knas l'rishi l'bonov, he's zeiche after amod the bedin or after gvir. That's what our Mishnah is coming to tell us. Zogt Rashi, lovir tzrichalei, deloitnan. The koyoy mefata knas abayshes of gam pshita the levianina dila dido ha'ochla gabe she was meichel zuk taisves levianami pshita mid the koyoy mefata aces. So if we learn the third perek and it says that a mefata gives bayshes gam a knas, so al kolchoch we see that's levia because she's meichel. Fektoisvis afal gavdikele meima dohode mechaivin mefate, hainu biktane, tloishayich bo mechile, uchtarabon and omri yesh knas bemoke mecha. Fektoisvis akashe, where do you see from the third peirik that you pay the father? I'll tell you, you pay her. Aye, if you pay her, so speaking about a mefate, so she's meichel, if you pay her, she's meichel. So maybe the Mishnah is speaking about a ktana. A ktana is a labas mechile. So that is why you pay her, because she's a labas mechile. But it could be you never pay the father, you pay her. By a naira, it could be, you don't pay at all, because she's meichel take. So where do you see from the Mishnah, the third peirig, that it's shalavia, it could be shalov, and then speaking about a case which is alav bas mechila ktane. So Taisus answers mikomo kemashmalei the benaira airi, the pshit, the pashti, the mastis, and elo nairis tereshikoi. It's all one big peirik, elo nairis. So mistam, we're talking about a naira also. So by a naira, so we have this kasha, why is there a chiyuv bechlal by mefata, she's meichel? A kochach, it shall be. But Bekevega wants to fend for Taisvus Kashi. Now Bekevega says, he says, what's Taisvus Kashi? Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about Ketana. So he says, the Mishnah is talking about Zachil Kshon Oynes and Mefate. But it's speaking about Ketane. So that's why there's a chiyu by a Ketane to pay boishes begam a knas, because she's a lav bas mechila. Frek Rabbi Kevega, let's learn the Mishnah Elech. The Mishnah says there's one difference between Oynes and Mefate is the dinei tashlumim, noines pays tzar also, my father doesn't pay tzar, fine. Speaking about ektane. Then the Mishnah says, other chilukim between an oines and my father, oines, nois and miyad, he has to pay right away. If, even if he's going to marry her, he has to pay. My father, atsheyoytzi, my father only pays if he won't marry her. Oines, ishaisa, batzitzoi, and my father is amachuyiv. Peter Bekevega, so if you say that this Mishnah is speaking about a ktane, so piti ktane oines. So piti ktane oines, so lemaise, so every mefata of a ktane is an oines. So all these chalukim don't apply. It's not shayse batzitzoi. There's no difference between oines and mefata. It's also shayse batzitzoi. It's also noise and miyat. So a kocher has to be speaking about a naira, not because of a diik of elu nairas. That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. Eistis tzar, Rabbi Kevega understood, Mestome, that tzar, there's no tzar, because even the lomdus of pitik tanis oinis, but that's a metzias, by mefuta, there's no tzar. But al kaponim, but there's a din pitik tanis oinis. Rabbi Chonon wants to tain on Rabbi Kevega's kasha. Rabbi Chonon says, the whole aloche of pituk tana oines is l'gabi hilchas soite. There you need rotzain in order to be osel l'baylo. So a ktane felt in rotzen. Since she's a ktane, felt in rotzen. But he says, by oines it says tachas asher ino. So he says, if you tell me pitu iktana oines, he was mefata. Since she's a lav barda, so it doesn't have a din rotzen, but ina it is. It's not called ina, she was maskim. It's not called rotzen because there's no da, rotzen, you need also a mos das to have a din rotzen. So lagabi lesser oisal bailo, the musig of pitu iktana oines is if we're speaking about we need rotzen tasa, some emailer, so aktanas, alabas, rotzen. That's what it's called, oines. But, legabi, the chiyuvim, anoisofim, by oines, that shayse batzitzoi, in the noise miyad, he says, that zicha wouldn't apply by aktane, because it wasn't tachas asher ino. That's he wants to emphasize Rabbi Kevega's kasha. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tnan hosam. Onasto opitiso es biti, wo hu oime loi onasti vo loi pitisi. Here it's speaking about the father is teveya. The father is teveya the ma'anis. Yomi will see boishes upgam uknas. For Oima loyo nasti veloy pitis. In his kaifer, I never did it. Nasta oy pitis. Mashbiyachani, says Mashbiyahim. Vama omein. So he swore, kolayna am ominachishwur, kemeisishwur mi pivdami. So he swore that, he wasn't manis. Vacha kachayde. And later he's made that he was manis. So this is a shvur of kviras momin, which you bring keren chaymish v'osham. Is chayiv. So the Tanakhama says, is chayiv keren chaymish v'osham. Rab Shimon Poiter, she'eini mishalim knas al piyatzmoy. Rab Shimon Paters, she'eini mishalim knas al piyatzmoy. Amrulay afa pi sheni mishalom knas al piyatzmoy, avol mishalom boishes upgam al piyatzmoy. Now, not going into the oimek hadvorim, the machloikis Rab Shimon and the chachomim is what is the Tviya about? What is the Iker Tviya? What is he mourning? He said, Anasta opatisa es biti, zitoiveya de knas, it's a dover kotsuf, the boishes of gam, yenira shumes, said the well, the Iker Tviya is the knas. Well, the Iker Tviya is the boishes of gam, count the knas is not toiveya. We won't go into the oimek advorim. But al kaponim, that is the machloikis, Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. So, the Chachamim hold, the Iker Tviya is the boishes of gam. So his money came Moshe Sabgam, which is Mammon. He was Kaifer, and he swore that he doesn't know him, and then he was Maidah, so he's Chayiv, a Kobim Shvur. And Rab Shimon says, no, the Iker Tviya is Knas, so this is not called a Kviris Mammon. What's the Kvira? I should have been Maidah. All the time the Kvira is, why were you Kaifer? You should have been Maidah. Listen, if I'd been Maidah, I'd be Potter. Maida b'knas is potter. So memele, there's no chiyuv kol m'shvue on a tviya of knas. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, anaste petisa, oi petisa. Chayiv kerem v'chemish v'osham, im hoida achay kein. V'zehu asham gzeilis. And Rab Shimon says, she'ene mishalem knas al piyatzmai, el al piyedim. Vekiven the ilu oidele kamon kshetove have a mifta. If he would have been moide, the tvi is on knas. If he would have been moide, he would have been mifta. Is kikofre name einzo shvua kviris moment. He says, lechere, the whole chiv on kviris, why were you kaiv? You should have been moide. If I'd been moide, it'd be potter. So my male, there's no chiv kolm shvua on such a kviris. Ah, in the chachami, say, I will mishalem boishes ubegam. The mamayne hu. That's mamayne. The ishtaker, the mamayne kofrei. Lekame meforish taime de rabona. The kosovri stam toyen ernasta leitovoi elo boishes abgam. He's only teveya boishes abgam. Vo loinish baze al kviras knas. The whole din teir is only on boishes abgam. There's no din teir on knas. So memele na boishes abgam. There's a din of kolbim shvur. Now, just let's go a little further. Boy minei Abaye me rabbi. Now, Abaye est a shayla of rabbi. Ho'ime lechaveiroi onasto upitiso es biti, v'maditicho bedin b'nischayavta limome. Now, here he's mourning. He's saying there was a mother bedin. Nischayav tali mom, you owe me mom. So he's mourning the knas already. Here he wants to mom the knas. He says there was a mother bedin, and so you owe me knas. Vuayim loya nasti v'loy pitisi v'loyim adetani bedin. He's makrish everything. This never occurred. There was never such a mice. Never a mother bedin. I don't owe you a penny. Leinis chayavti loch moment, v'nishba v'hoide. L'Rab Shimon mai. So Abaye asked, what is the din according to Rab Shimon? Kiven da omad bedin, v'moyna havoi, since there was hamod bedin, so now this is, he's mourning him, knas efter hamod bedin, u'machai v'lei kol m'shvui. Aydul ma'af agav da omad bedin, knas havi. Even though there was a mother bedin, knas havi. We'll see this machlokes Rashi in Tosfos exactly what this means. Amalei mamayna havi umechayev alei kol m'shvur. So Rabbi answered him, it's moment, nischayev kol m'shvur. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, boy minei abay mi Rabbi bar Nachmeini, the Rabbi havi. Kiven do omad bedin kvar, we have a moide leikamon, have a mishale. Now if he'd be moide, he would pay. Shekvar chayichvu bezn rishen al piyede. He was ready mechuyev. It's hashte here, there's no moide mifter over here. Hashte momoine kofrei vechayev. So zicha kfiras momen. Oidil me afal gav da omad bedin, ve'im moide have mechayev. אפילו הוכי לא מחייב בכפירוסוי כל במשבועה, הויל ואיקרוי כנס, because since your whole schus moment originates from a chiev knas, לחייב תאירי כל במשבועה, אלא על פיקודין, סוסומסיוד, החייצי בהם, this is a different type of momentness. It's a moment that's yours meikaradin. Here pshat is, it's yours through knas. So there's a pesasvor of ikroi knas that this is not doime to the other tziyurim of what the pasha speaks about. So that's why there's no kol mshua. Now let us see Taisvis. Rab Shimon Poiter she'enei mishalem knas al piyatzmei. Teimolari. Typically, the filu ba'oishik v'halvo gufayu, v'chsivi b'kro, e'mechayiv kolben, elok she'yichid le'kli la'halvo se'y la'oshkoi, v'kan b'knas, ma'yichud sha'yich kan, d'mayri b'lo'y omad b'din, d'ba'omad y'boy le'y la'baye b'somuch. Now, let's explain what Taisvis is saying. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, this pasuk of Kolben Shvue, the pasuk enumerates a few cases. Vekichesh ba'misay bepekodin, ay besumis yod, ay begozel, ay oshek hasamisay, ay motza veide, vekichesh bo v'nish ba'al sheker. That's what the pasuk says. Now, pekodin, gezel, Aveide, there's a tviya of a be'en. He's mourning from him, he's mourning a be'en. This is, give me back my pekodin. Give me back this chayfetz, it's gozel. Give me back the aveide. Sumes yod, oy oshikes amisoy, is speaking about that he's being toiveya achayv. You owe me money. So the Gemara says, no, they're all the same. Just like by Pekodin, it is speaking about that he's mourning a ben, not stamazoy a chiv moment. So sumis yodin oishik is also speaking about, it's speaking about yichad leikli lahalvosa, yichad leikli for the schar socher. So that means there was a yichud kli. We'll see later the yichud kli works with a maisa kinyan. That means he had a kinyan in this keli. I'm mourning this keli for the alvor, for the schar socher, but you need a yichud kli. First, it's tamz and nothing what to talk about. So the Ri asks, here we have a machlekes Rab Shimon and the Chachamim, what is he teveya? Is there the tvi on the knas, is there the tvi on the boishus of Pagam? And Rab Shimon says the tvi is on the knas, and he pater, sheni mishal, anu lomdes, sheni mishal, and knas al piyatzmoy. It's anu lomdes why he's potter on the kfira, because it's a kfira of a moment is that if he'd be made, it'd be potter. So merely not anu lomdes. Taisvis, why do you need nu lomdes? By chiev knas, it's not shaykh yichud keili. That's Taisvis kashi. Let's see again the lotion. Typically, the filaboishik va'avogu fayu d'chsivi b'kro le'mechayiv kolm al kshiyichud le'kli la'halvosu lo'ishkoi v'kan b'knas ma'yichud shayich kan. The ma'iri b'loi omad b'din. It's not speaking about omad b'din over here. The omad yiboy le'labayi b'somach. That's the next case. That was abayi shayla. After omad b'din, what will Rab Shimon hold? Vaymari, so the Ri says, Kigoin she yichid leikli kach. There was a yichid keili. Lech she yamoid bedin bebezden, vi yischayev loi, yekli ze me yuchid loi ligvais mimenu de mei onsai. That there was before yichid, later he was makrish everything, but let's see what the story was. The story was, before, when he mourned him, before the akroshe, there was a yichud keili, it was meyachad a keili, and he said,
Doch שיאמית בדין בבזן, וישחייב לוי, אם בזן מי מחייב, יקליזה מיוחד לוי לגבייס ממנו דמי אונסי. So then will become מיוחד לגבייס דמי אונסי. So לחיירה תייסס means to say that we made now a ייחוד that should be chal when bezin will be mechayev. That was the yichud. Now let's go a little further. Ve'im taima ve'chineime desova rab shimin da'oda makvedova shloi b'loilo. So come out rab shimin oz oda makvedova shloi b'loilo. Da'afilu im timtso loima. Before da'afilu im timtso loima, Let's say, the film team slam the Oma Kliza Ye Shaloch im Yerduk Shomim Hayoin. The Choshev Dova Boloilom, Haine Mishum, the Klisha Noisen Loi Huboilom, the Zocha Boilom Afreya, Kshe Yerduk Shomim. For her the Komam Yerdu, Noi Baalmu, Avul Hocha Ein Noisen Loi Akli Miyad, El Shemiyachte Loi Ligvais, Amenu knas, im yischayiv, kshayamit bedin. Voloi bolo ilamu. Now, before we go into the whole pilpul of Taisvis, Taisvis is medame, this to adova shaloi bolo ilam. Now, we have to understand what is the dimyan to adova shaloi bolo ilam. The keli is boilam. Why is this adova shaloi bolo ilam? So, as soon as David, he brings down that just like if Reuven will sell a field that belongs now to Shimon, that means I'm selling to Levi the field I'm going to purchase from Shimon, I'm selling you now. The field is Bo'ilam, but Reuven is not the koyach to sell it now because it's not his, but I'm selling to you that when I'll buy it, it'll become yours. Now every Dovo Shaloi Bo'ilam, there is a chesaron that now I'm not bekoyach to be makne to you. Because let's speak about those cases. So the zul ashekachecho, when I'll buy it, knu yoloch. So pshat is, I'm selling you the Williamsburg Bridge. I intend to buy it, and then I'm going to sell it to you. The mechir will be chal after I buy it. Now, so the chiddush of all the makta dover shel boilam is that I can make a maise kinyan, even though ba'asher u'sham I'm not bekoyach now to be maknet, but the maise kinyan can make, and when it'll become mine, so then the chalais will be chal. The maise kinyan can be done now, and the chalais will be chal when it'll be possible to be chal. So a goy is making kedushin. So we're mekadosh a goyte. So what is pshat? You can't make kedushin in a goyte. So we're saying no. The kedushin will be chal after the geiris. But the maise kedushin we're making now. Can we make now the maise kedushin? Even though now it's not bekoyach to be chal, so we'll be chal later when you become a ger, so then we'll be chal. But the maise we can make now. That's a shayla of other makzadovish lebeloyla. So the Sukkot David says over here is also the same thing. Yichud keili is, that means this keili is miyuchid ligvois hachoyv. I'm yachid this keli that this should be miyuchid to be goyve the choyv that bezn will be mechayev. Now, kol's man that there was no chiyev bezn, it's not shayach that it should become, it's not called the yichud keli. The yichud is only shayach after there's a chiyev. But I'm saying now that this should become miyuchid when there'll be a chiyuv. So mameila we have a chasorin of dovo shaloi boloilam. That means the chalois, which I want to be chal on this keli, at the present time cannot be chal, because it can't be miyuchid ligvois, kozman, it can't be miyuchid ligvois hachoy, kozman, there's no choy. But I'm making the pula now, and the chaloy should be chal when there'll be a chiyuv. So Taisvis is medamidis ledovo shaloy baloylo, and but if you hold the back ledovo shaloy baloylo, I can make also that this keli she can become miyuchid legviye when there'll be a chayv. You have to know, I think, what's the Maisa Kinyan? You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Rabbi Kevega doesn't understand the Taisvis, Tachsach Meir. Rabbi Kevega says, the whole Shaila of Oda Makta Dovish Loi Beloilam is, you made a Maisa Kinyan. Rachashet is Gairi, you made Kedusha Kesef, there's Eidim, Arayim, Mekadesh. You say everything, Rachashet is, the Maisa Kinyan was done. Now can't be chal. Can you do such a ma'aseh kinyan? You'll be chal when we'll be able to be chal. But over here, lechayre, kolzman, there's no chiv, there's no ma'aseh kinyan. It's either kind of with kesef. He says Mashiach is not shayach because it's not shayach to make a shibut. Kolzman, there's no chayv. Al kaponim, that's Rabbi Kevega's problem of. He doesn't understand what the ma'aseh kinyan is. But al kaponim, that's a problem. But besides that problem, so Taisus was medamedis to adover shloi beloilom. So how could it be chal? Now let's see the Taisus in the bag. Now Taisus is a pilpul on this nekuda gufe. Bimtaima v'chineime the sava Rab Shimon da the makta adover shloi beloilom. Da filu im timtzeloim adim oma kliza yeshaloch im yerduk shomim hayoyim. So Taisvis says, oh, you say there's a problem, Dovish Leblom, the Chayv wasn't here yet. So what'll be if a person will say, Kliza Yehei Shaloch Im Yerduk, if it's going to rain, this Kli should be yours. Now also, the rain is not Boilom. Is there also a problem there of Leiva Loilom? The Choshev Dova Boilom, there, even though it didn't rain yet, But there it's called a Dava Boloilam. So what's your problem over here, even though there's no Chiyiv yet, but I'm a Yachid the Keili. So Taisa says, Hainu Mishum de Klisha Noisen Loihu Boloilam. In this case, Im Yerduk Shomim Ayoim, so it should be yours. So Taisa says, because over there, the Klisha Noisen Loihu Boloilam. Bizocha Boloilam Afreya, Kshi Yerduk Shomim, Nizaycha Lam Afreya, if it will rain. So there he's zeicha right away. Here he's not zeicha right away. That it becomes miyuchid legviya, if it'll become nischayv, kishayamid bedin. That means the yichud legviya is from amod bedin, not from now. The chiyev did not come about yet. So that's, Taisvis wants to differentiate between Yerduk Shomim and Yischayev Bedin. I think that's Mer Rabbi Chanan or someone is Moira that first of all, Taisvis says, by Yerduk Shomim, Taisvis says, he's giving to him right away, it's a Tnai Ba'alme, so there's no problem whatsoever. So I think Rabbi Chanan or someone else is Mo'ira, and if he doesn't give right away, he says, if it's going to rain, it should be yours from then. So it's also no problem with Dovish Loi B'loilam. I can be makna something Lacha Lamed also. What's the problem? If it's going to rain, I'll be maknet to you when it's going to rain. It's the chayfetz is bolo oilam. I can be maknet to you whenever I want. I can maknet you, and I can maknet you, and then it should be yours in 5 hours. So what's the problem? Here there's a problem. You can't make miyuchad legviya kozman, there's no chayf. Here there's a problem. Here there's a problem that it has to be miyuchad legviya kozman, there's no chayf. This can't be miyuchad legviya sachayf kozman, there's no chayf. But over here, was geit miron that it didn't rain. Why does Taisus have to say that he's makne, that he's makne now? So he's not makne now, there's also no problem over there by Dovish Loi Beloilam. That's one kasha. Then another kasha Rabbi Chanan asked, which is a moira de kasha, Abochanan asks, Vakertaisvus understood that the Yichud is Chal when the Chayv is Chal. It's a problem of Dovah Shloi Beloilam. That means, problem of Loi Beloilam. Fine. And Tais is going to say a Teretz, that Rav Shimon holds Oda Makta Dovah Shloi Beloilam. Finish, it's taken care of. Rav Shimon holds Oda Makta Dovah Shloi Beloilam. Fragt Rav Elchanan, but I'm mourning him now. I'm mourning him now. Before the chayv was, before the yichud was chal. The yichud will be chal later. How can I make such a yichud? You can't make such a yichud. But b'shas the kfire, there's no yichud. So what did Taishas accomplish? Taishas, yes, I'm married to Kikasha. The Kash Taishas says, the halacha is by kfiras. Momin, you need a yichud keili. Fine. So that means you have to be kaifer, not samuzay achoyv, you have to be kaifer adova mesuyim. You have to be kaifer adova mesuyim. Fine. But now there's no adova mesuyim now. The whole yichud will be chal later. So what's pshat? So where's your yichud? Where's your kfir of a keili? That's another problem. Al kaponim, that's what Taisvus says. V'chitaymach, and let's go further in Taisvus. V'chitaymach in Nami, imkein, I'll say, that Rav Shimon also is the Makta Dovah Shel Beloilam. So imkein, nachshei bahadi hanach tanoi d'choshe v'peik oime b'kdushin. So when there's a whole settel of Tanoim, there's a whole other Makdash of Shalbailam, so why doesn't Rav Shimon enter this settel? The Poich Nami Hosom, the Nachshiv Nami Rabbi Kive, so you see that, yeah. Vaymeri, the Rav Shimon Chode Voit Koma. Chode, the Yichudeini Moyo, the Dovah Shloi Beloilamu. So Tak Rav Shimon doesn't hold. The Dovah Shloi Beloilamu. Deinim is chayiv klal o mishas hamodah bedin. Ve'ilach. You have to see where this is nichlo b'divrei Rav Shimon. Ve'oit. Afilu koine b'yichudai. Afilu would be koine. Ein kan kviras momin she mishalim knas al piyatzmoi. B'imoi de mifta. Now, this Taisus Yishonim is very schwer. The Rabbonon Islu, the other Makta Dovah Shloi Beloilam. Either Rabbonon hold that this Chayv Kolbim Shvuah, so there has to be a Yichud Keili. So why, we're back to the old Kasha, when the Gemara is Meina, all the Tanoim that hold all the Makta Dovah Shloi Beloilam, why didn't they bring the Chachomim? We know who they are. These are Chachomim. So this is a Pele, because the Rabbonon say Yechayev Kol Meshvuah, because the Tfi is Boishes Pgam. Boishes Pgam is Mechuyev right away. So Memele, there's Bechlal no problem of Oda Makne Dovo Shaloi Boloila. It's the whole problem is, the only problem is only according to Rav Shimon, that the Tvi is Knas, and the Tvi is Knas, and Memele, Knas is a Dover Shloi Beloilam, because the Chiv comes later. Boish is Gam, the Chiv is right away, so there's Bechal no problem of other Makam Dover Shloi Beloilam. So Mephoshim, I'm Moichik this. The Rabbonu Bechal, we don't see other Makam Dover Shloi Beloilam. Finishba vahoide l'Rav Shimon Mao. Aces, the Gemara klar the shayle, Abaye klar the shayle, what will the din be by Hamod, if there was Hamod bedin on the Knas, will Rav Shimon be moide there? So there it doesn't pass to say, that, it'd be part of it be moide, because after Hamod bedin. So, will Rav Shimon be moide? Fast kosher. The Bahachmas Nisan Le Pligi Elo, Rabbonon boishes upagam kotov l'Rab Shimon knas kotov. The machlokes between the Rabbonon and Rab Shimon is what is the ikar tviya? Is he tevei a knas or is he tevei a boishes upagam? That's a machlokes. Avul im hoye meforish ped the knas kotov. What if you say beferish? I don't want a mon the boishes upagam. I don't know what it is. I need cash now. I want a money from you the knas. Me meforish the behedi the knas kotov. So there's no difference between Rabbonon and Rab Shimon in the Yesoides. Everyone is made this Teveya Knas, so it's not a Kfiras moment. If it's Kfeya Boishas Abgam, it is a Kfiras moment. So why did the Gemara declare, according to Rab Shimon, Tfeimel Rabbonon? Doch, and Abim Otsul, Boil Rabbonon. You have to say, if you're clearing after Hamode Bedin, does it have a Teres Knas? After Hamode Bedin, since Ikre Knas, so Memel it's different, or you don't say Ikre Knas. So the Shail is not only a Libet Rab Shimon, in Pirish, the Knas Katovet. I would like to be me'orer, that way I had said in the beginning of the shiur, that svore, if one could be me'orish the guf hadavar, then one could be me'orish the knas hayetze me guf hadavar. But if one can be meirish the guf hadavar, then one can be meirish the knas. And that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah, that, that I know the meirish libnoi schusha zochsalai teire bebitai, that is why the knas does not go over to his bonim. I think that is not the right pshat, because Tosfos in Bobekame Daf Ein Beis Omed Aleph explains if what is the din if Gonav Mishel Ov V'Tovach Umocha, then the father dies. So it seems from that sugya that the Chiyev Dalet Vehei goes over to the Yershim. And Tosfos explains that because the father could be Meirish the Sheir, that's it could be Meirish the Knas. Now, in that case, if the father died after the Tviche Mechire, after the Tviche Lechire, there's no Sheir anymore to be Meirish. I mean, Afilu, the Sheir is not Ben anymore. It also seems that the Yerushim are Zeich and the Dalet Vehei. So, Al Kochoch, there's a different explanation to what Tosfos says in Baba Kama Daf Ayin Beis.